It's funny, I was just talking about being insecure about my appearance and my beard, and should I not have the beard or anything like that. Speaking of appearances, Hannah, first thing you would say back to me if I just said, hey, Hannah, do you feel pretty? What would you say back to me?
Do I feel pretty?
Yeah, I'm glad that you even just were didn't even know how to respond. Huh?
What? Yeah, what?
So, do you feel pretty?
No.
That's what you would say?
About me? Do yeah. I think I look pretty?
Yeah.
No.
I'm just curious. That's how you'd respond.
Yes.
AB, how would you respond if I just looked at you and said, do you feel pretty?
I mean, right now, no.
Okay. I just think that's an interesting response because...
Right now, you never asked me.
Because, well, I do think it's a little bit different for women. And I really wanted to talk about it from what changes for women. I asked this my two-year-old, that same question. I said, you know, I cannot believe she's going to be two in August. Mm. So she's not even 2 years old yet. And she was in my middle of my living room, and I said, we were getting ready to go somewhere, and I said, Emerson, do you feel pretty? And she had this, like, pink shirt on from last year's birthday. It's a birthday girl, and it was probably a little bit too small from last year's birthday. Had stains on it from playing in the yard. And she said, yeah, Daddy, and pointed to her shirt, ooh, ooh, like, showed off her shirt, and then did a spin. Like, and was like, check me out. And I was like, when does that change? Like, she is wearing, like, a stained-up T-shirt, and the answer to her immediately was, yes, Daddy, I feel pretty. And I just thought that was so interesting because in our own heads, as we get to be adults and we're going to go to, like I said, this radio conference, and I feel like all these eyes are going to be on me, you get nervous. You get anxious. You no longer just feel pretty with whatever you're in your comfort of your own skin. It just changes. And I was like, man, there is just such a beautiful purity of kids not caring what the rest of the world thinks and just feeling pretty in your own skin. And I was like, as a dad, I was like, I hope she never loses that. Like, I hope the world never tells my daughter that she shouldn't feel pretty. And I was like, I'm going to ask the girls that out of nowhere and see how they respond. And your answers were exactly how I thought they would be. Like, what? I don't know. And you start thinking about all these things that could be wrong with you and get in the back of your head. And your answer was no at the end of it, which sucks. Like, it sucks.
Yeah, I mean, it's really sad. I don't even know that I can pinpoint, like, the exact point in my life where I started to become, like, more and more insecure. Yeah. I don't know. Yeah, it's kind of almost like a natural thing, which is really sad. And, like, all the other women, like, I hate to hear that AB said that, or I would hate to hear that. I mean, God forbid, like my niece would ever say that about herself or anything. Yeah. But yeah, I don't know.
It does hit you,
right?
AB had posted something on her Insta story when she was getting her lashes done, and mm-hmm. she was like, "I don't feel pretty," or whatever you said.
Yeah, I did. My lashes were gone. My nails were super grown out. I needed a haircut, like a million things.
And then had a post on Insta story like, "I don't necessarily feel that way, but I do feel like." But in the back of your head,
yeah,
you
I know
even
I'm not like so ugly when I'm not done up. But when you're done up, it is just a different level of
different.
Confidence.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you have to, you would have to even just remind yourself to post that. Like, I know that I am pretty, but like her instinct at 2 years old was like, check me out to the world to see. I'm going to spin for you. And I was just like, man, there is a childlike innocence that we all lose. And it really hit me as a dad because I'm about to have a 2 year old and I want to protect her and put her in this little bubble and let her always, you know, dance around in our living room. And I don't want the world to ever make her feel like she needs to do any of those things that you do, or if she wants to do them, she can, but that she just is beautiful in her own skin, but it does change. And it was just for me kind of like really made sense around the sense of a birthday, like to think back of like every year, these kids are get older and older and older and they start to change. And we lose a little of that childlike innocence every single birthday.
You know, it's funny. It's almost like the ugliness of the world makes us feel a little more ugly about ourselves.
Damn,
it's
well said.
That needs to be bizarre. On like a post-it.
Yeah, that was really well said. That was beautiful, guys.
It's part of my bring you down segment.
No, I thought that was beautiful. I just think to remind yourself, because it did remind me as I was just sitting here watching her spin around the room, spin around, dance around, feel beautiful, and when someone asks you if you feel pretty, say yes, or at least I hope you can find that in you, because it did remind me of that for sure.